You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders takes us trout fishing along the Rio Castilla in New Mexico.
The 10,000-acre park near the Colorado border we're visiting is filled with lush pasture through which the Rio Castilla meanders its way down the Sangre de Cristo mountain range, eventually joining with the Rio Grande del Norte. The park is part of an 80,000-acre tract owned since 1942 by the Rio Castilla Cooperative Livestock Association. Fat, black Angus cattle graze alongside the banks, while anglers cast lines into the swift-flowing and icy cold waters. The nearest village is Amalia, New Mexico. On this lovely August day, and one rarely says that in East Texas, my wife and I have returned to Rio Castilla. The temperature is low, with little humidity and a pleasant breeze. We have again engaged Joey, a laid-back fishing guide, for a half-day of fly fishing. We got our first taste of angling last summer, and we're hooked, pardon the pun. Unfortunately, we weren't able to actually do any fly fishing since that first lesson, in which the trout escaped unscathed. Thus, we knew little more than we did on the first trip. With Joey's expert guidance, we're soon standing in the stream with our hip waders, casting a nymph lure that dangles about 10 inches below the surface. A surface fly serves as a bobbin, bouncing along the current. Joey separates us to avoid possible injury from an errant cast. I begin casting upstream, trying to remember to keep my wrist straight and aim the tip of the rod where I want the fly to land, and keeping my eye on the surface fly. "Jerk up fast if that fly goes under so you hook the trout," Joey says. A few minutes later, the fly dives below and I tug upward. Just for a moment, a trout is sampling the nymph, but the hook doesn't set. Another one that got away. My wife and I have told ourselves we don't care if we actually catch a fish. This is only partially true. Sure, it's so lovely and peaceful out here that I would be content to stand and cast for hours with no result. But deep inside, I actually want to catch something, if only briefly. And we're on the catch and release plan today. I feel a tug on the line and swiftly pull the rod up. Out comes a rather indignant cutthroat trout. "I've got one," I yell to my companions, who wave in congratulation. I ponder how to take a selfie with the cell phone holding the cutthroat, which is 10 inches long at most, while standing in a rather stiff current up to my thighs and keeping my balance on the slippery, rocky bottom. This could be tricky. While I'm trying to decide how to create photographic proof of my first trout, the cutthroat decides it has had enough of this foolishness and escapes the hook. No matter, I have witnesses. Not long after, my wife shouts that she's caught a fish. She was standing on the bank at the time and has managed to get the fish to land. I start wading upstream toward her, cell phone in hand. The fish leaps out of her hands and flops around. She retrieves it as I start snapping photos with the phone, still standing in the water. Her cutthroat is quickly losing energy, so she returns the fellow to the water. At first, it appears to just be floating, but eventually finds its bearing and swims past me. Joey, the guide, gently suggests the next time we land a trout, that we hold it in the water. That seems like good advice, but the trout have caught on to these rank amateurs and avoid our lures. That's fine with us. We each caught a cutthroat trout, albeit briefly. It was a beautiful day in northern New Mexico.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.